All right, guys, welcome back to the Lock It Lock Sports Betting Podcast. I had way different plans for this podcast than I did. There are no picks in this podcast. It's essentially a recap of yesterday, Saturday, and just how nastily I did in the NBA and how nastily my guest on the podcast, Matt, at Jerry's Way Betting, did in the NFL, in the college football picks. So, I went into detail on, I believe, the 24th, October 24th episode at the end, because I put the picks first. I wanted to help you guys out with that. Go to the end if you want to listen about more details on this ad that I'm going to start running. I do go into detail here too. I don't do the best job. Listen to this podcast. It's me. You like me. I'll keep you entertained, and if not, skip a few seconds here and there. A lot of topics are covered. The NFL football picks podcast is coming up ASAParillo, baby. It'll be out early Sunday morning. I love you guys. Thanks as always for listening, and here we go. Welcome back to the Locky Lock Sports Betting Podcast. It's your boy. How you doing? I'm happy as fuck. Absolutely killed the NBA picks today. Guys, if you listened to yesterday's podcast, right, and I was talking so much shit about how confident I was in the NBA, especially these early games of the soft lines, and we only wound up giving out the college football picks from my boy Matt at Jersey Way Betting, who, by the way, did pretty freaking good, which is going to bring me to my next point. And I'm going to do this quickly. If you listen, if you're a loyal listener, you listen to the entire podcast, I already explained this in detail. If you need more information, either DM me and I'll send you the link to the other episode, or I'll explain it to you personally. With that being said, I had Matt on the first time. I had him on a tryout and see how we vibe and what kind of rapport we had, basically. That makes sense, right? The second time I had him on, which was yesterday, was A, I liked him a lot. B, we've been talking back and forth daily, and he's a smart ass kid for his age. He really is, and he knows a lot. Man, if I knew about what he knows about sports betting and has his strategies and systems at his age, man, by this age, I don't know. It would be good. But anyway, what I'm trying to say is, really quick, because I already did like a fucking 12 to 15 minute explanation of this. A new ad will be coming up on this episode or next episode next, okay? Matt works for a picks selling company. It's very, very competitively and really well priced, especially in my opinion. And I've been watching them for over 6 weeks, 7 weeks now, and I have not seen them yet have a losing week. The closest they had to a losing week, they release at least 11 picks, at least as a guarantee. If they went 6-5 once, they had not had one losing week in the last 6 weeks. And like I said in the other podcast, I don't feel like I need to say this, but I will never, ever, 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 ever advertise any sponsor on this podcast that I don't fully believe in 100%, because I love this show more than anything in the world and I care about it. With that being said, this pick selling service is legit. I mean, it's cheap, relatively. It's well priced. Let's put it that way. It's only college football. There's no other packages available yet besides just the weekend package. Whether you buy it on Thursday, Friday, whether you bet on Thursday or Friday, you'll still get the Saturday and Sunday, the Saturday picks, which is where most of the picks come from, to be honest with you, unless you see something fantastic. And I don't mean Jerry's Way Betting Matt. Matt is just your contact. He's just the client rep for this service. I ran a pick service for about 2.5 years. I charge way more than they are charging. Way more. And I also worked for a pick selling service. I stopped doing that. I sold basically my idea to three guys, basically the company. I made a deal with them. They paid me a pretty lump sum of money with the agreement that would help them get started at least for the first month and a half, to teach them how to do it properly, with the other agreement that would also give them my, at the time, 48 monthly clients. and I agree to that for the amount of money that they paid me. With that being said, I joined up with them and taught them the ways, even though they already had a sport. They were not successful. They saw I was successful. They reached out. They took a chance on me, and I impressed them, and I got them up to a, it doesn't matter. They make a lot of money now, and, you know, my goal, all right, let me get through this real quick, this part first. I say my goal. Fuck it. My goal when I started that was you bet sports, you lose most of the time. Okay, and it's not consistent money, and you have a lot of ups and downs to roller coaster. I don't like the roller coaster of emotions. I hate it, and I hate the roller coaster of the amount of money I have in my bankroll. So, my goal was always since 1999 or 1999 or 2000, that came up with this idea. What if I can create one or two or three or even five streams of income in the sports betting industry that I love so much, yet without ever having to actually place an actual bet and without becoming a bookie? I had already ran three separate books, two on my own, two with three partners. And guys, it's just too much fucking work. It's too much stress. It's too much headaches. Too many people try not to pay. And unless you're well connected and you have enough muscle and you don't mind hurting people badly physically, right? Fucking, it's not for you. It's just not for you. You're gonna wind up, you know, this is how it goes, right? You give somebody a $500 credit for the first week, right? They lose $650. They pay you the $650, and they come back the next week. They hit you for $1,200. You pay them the $1,200. Third week, and this is best case scenario. I've had way worse than this. So they pay you the $1,100. So now, basically, you're down on them, on that particular client, about $550, right? Third week comes around, they hit you for about $400, no big deal. Fourth week comes around, and they lose $12,000, $14,000. Now you can't find them, they're not answering the phone, yada, yada, yada. So now, what happened in my case was, I got a little bit of muscle, my family, I've told you the story, I'm not going to go into detail. I know people, put it that way, but I don't like hurting people. And I don't like the drama. Either pay me or don't. I can't tell you how many guys. Anyway, so that week comes and they don't pay. Blah, blah, blah. You know, even if they do start paying. Oh, can we make a payment plan? I'll give you $100 every week for fucking. Dude, that's $11,000. Like, that's a long, long time. I can't wait that long. I've got other people I have to pay out because with this money. You understand? Do you not understand how a book works? I'm just starting. I need your money. That's why I collect on Monday and pay on Wednesday, so I have the money so I can always pay out full on Wednesday. I hate not being able to pay it out full. Okay, with that being said, when I did create my own system here, my own little company, lasted about a year and about 6 months or so. Super successful. I made a lot of money. Let's just say that. I'm not trying to brag, but I made a lot of fucking money. You've heard this story before, so I'll keep it super brief. When I started the podcast, I like to give out the best possible picks for free. I will here and there charge for the $25 lock of picks of the day. But over this past week of NBA betting and how I've done for you guys, sorry if you didn't tell, but I've been successful with the betting. So listen, there are going to be a couple lock of picks of the day. I've got four tomorrow. I'm going to only charge for one. Okay, so I'm being fair about it. Listen, I owe right now this monthly payment on the bandwidth as well as the company that essentially blasts out the podcast to other podcast listening platforms that Anchor doesn't support. So Anchor has me on about 9 or 10 platforms. I'm on an additional another 12 on my own, you know, and those 12 cost a lot of money. I have to make a payment. Today is what? I have to make a payment on the first, by the first, for another $852 to be able to store. I'm recording a lot lately, and I have a lot of audio files, and a lot of memory is taken up by that. So it's costing money, you guys. The $25 donation, if you saw what this podcast costs, you would not have a problem sending $100, $150, $200 to me if I've won you money. And I know for a fact, because I've done the numbers, if you've listened to this podcast since it started, you're up, okay? You're up. And you tailed? You're up. big. You're up big. I get tips. Listen, man, I'm not going to tell the numbers, but I get... right now, I'm getting close to 500 on average listens per episode, which is amazing. Amazing. I'm thrilled with that number. If I get... The maximum tips I've ever gotten in one day was 12. And the biggest one was $30. Most were 10, some were 15, some were 20. Okay, that type of money is just not going to be able to support the podcast, which is why I ask for a one-time $100 donation, and you will receive every single Lock of Lock pick of the day, paid for or not forever. You'll get it first before anybody else, as well as any t-shirts I have, hats, any kind of merchandise I have, you will get for free. I'll even pay the shipping for you guys. And if you get 500 or more, if you donate 500 or more, I'll have you on the show, even if you don't know shit about sports, just to be on the show, if that's exciting for you. If not, I'll find out some cool way to reward you for that. Hasn't happened yet. I've gotten $400 supporters, which I love. I appreciate you for that. It's just not enough right now. Last month, it was enough. This month, I've gotten in total in donations and supporting listener supports, I've gotten a total of $82. I have to pay $342 and something, or $352 or something, somewhere in the neighborhood of $350 by the first. And I listen, man, I kind of refuse to take any more money out of my pocket. I've already paid $3,750, and it was $3,700 essentially is what I had to pay. Okay, I've gotten maybe $800 of that back. And I can't afford it. I cannot afford it. I just can't afford it. Okay. I have a bankroll. I have a pretty big bank account that I don't even have the card. But I have the card numbers, obviously, so I could join. New books online and stuff like that. And if I'm shorted during Christmas or something, my rule is to not touch that. My goal is to get that up to $250,000. By the way, I am going to brag a little bit here. I started this account with a mere $250, okay, in 1998. It was a long, 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 long time of 10, 20, 30, 40, max $50 bets. It became a very long time before one unit was $100 for me. Okay, and I'm willing to put multiple units. Okay, anyway, let me get into this. What I'm trying to say is my boy Matt at Jersey Betting, who is basically will be your client rep for this system. If you don't feel comfortable with that, because me and him have a relationship, we don't have that close of a relationship. He's my guest on the podcast. But if you're uncomfortable with that, I can get you to, you know, somebody higher up or a different client rep. But you can trust him. I vouch for him. And you guys should trust me by now. So I vouched for him, and I vouched for the company. This took me 7 weeks to decide to run this ad. This is not the ad, by the way. I'm just letting you know I'm going to be running an ad if you did not listen to the previous podcast with this stuff. And this is way shorter than the first one. I'm cutting this short quick. So if you feel comfortable, you should trust me. Hit me up. The way he does it is he offers a minimum of 11 games each weekend. Some games can be Thursday or Friday, but 90% of them are on Saturday. If you buy the package on Thursday or Friday and you miss a couple games there, it'll be a max two. But if you miss those two, you're assed out. Okay, I think that's fair. The price is not going to get any lower, because as I explained in the ad, it's already getting lower. We already are discounting it for the podcast, at least for the first time, for the first subscription. And that's another reason, honestly, I had him on the podcast this week for the college football plays, because A, as you guys know, college football is not my forte. I did not listen to not one of his fucking podcast picks, and I don't know why. I was so focused on NBA, and I saw a couple games that I liked in college, and I put fucking literally like 0.2 units on each of them just for fun. I lost all four, 0-4. I'm embarrassed to even tell you those picks. One was Maryland plus 14.5, not close. One was an LSU fucking Iowa State teaser. Neither one of them covered even the teaser odds, which is fucking pretty pathetic in my opinion. And guys, the ones I just barely skipped out on that I should have taken, especially according to Matt, they, of course they all hit, you know. I was down immediately about 4 units, just because of the... I was down for 2 units, sorry, 2.8 units, whatever the VIG was on top of it. I bet half units on those. Killed the NBA tonight. I'll give you some more information on that as in the next segment here. And I'm super confident in the NFL picks this week. Please, you guys, at least until game 12, tail my fucking NBA plays, you guys. I promise you. They're free. I could be charging for these picks, you guys. The day I had today, I've got guys I know that would have easily paid $1,000 just for one day of picks today from me. Because they bet $2,000 to $4,000 to $5,000 max on each of where their plays. Okay? If they would have paid me $1,000 and took my the podcast plays that Matt himself put out yesterday, which is the reason I had him on the podcast yesterday, because I'm not confident in my college football skills, and I trust him. I believe, I have to look it over, but there was 10 picks this week, because one was on Thursday, and only one person paid for that at that time, so it wasn't a big deal. So it was 10 picks. I believe he went like 8-2. He might have even went 9-1. And these are some of the picks that you would not like expect. Like one of them was Hawaii team total over 40.5. That went over easily. One of them was a very high over 66.5. It went over by a mile, and that was his only two unit most confident play on the podcast. So should have at least tailed that one. Trust this guy. Would not have him on my podcast if I didn't trust him 100% with the college football picks. I have to say sorry again. I did not release the segment with my NBA picks. And if I did, you guys would have been... I would have been inundated with tips. I've got 0 tips today, and that's probably why. And it's obvious you guys who listen loyally are also not following me on Twitter. Because I did release them on Twitter. Every single pick. And you guys... I'll tell you the picks in the next segment here. I just want to get through this real quick about the last bit about this ad shit, okay? I followed this guy for 7 weeks now. The closest they came to a losing week was 6-5. This is their guarantee. I'm not giving you the... You know what? Let me do the guarantee and all that bullshit. I went through enough details. Essentially, I'm not for selling paid client pick, selling pick services. I'm not for it. I'm just not. Because 9 times out of 10, they don't know what they're doing. They're just trying to make a quick buck. Okay. My goal... let me talk about that later. I already told you my goal. I want to create 2 to 5 streams of income, extra income, where I don't have to worry about my rent and shit like that. And the money I make from my real jobs and stand-up comedy, I can have fun with or save up for later on in life, right? Okay. What else? Oh yeah, I want to feel shameful. I'm just gonna give you the college picks I did decide to take today like an idiot instead of listening to Matt. If it wasn't for these 4 fucking bets I made, it would have been a huge night. It was a nice night, but it was not a huge night. So frustrating, you guys. But anyway, here are my 4 college picks. Then I'm just going to give you the quick ad from Anchor. And then I'm going to go into NFL picks for Sunday. Then I'm going to run the ad for the first time and tell me what you think about it. And yeah, if you feel more comfortable dealing with me with this pick service, you won't be dealing with me. You'll be dealing with me, but I'll basically be a middleman. I'll be dealing with the head honchos over there. I'll vouch for you. If I know you for a while now, I'll vouch for you. But I swear to God, you guys, if I vouch for you and you don't pay and you don't, you know, whatever your end of the bargain is here, and you fuck me over, it's going to be a problem. I'm not going to come kill you or anything, but I'll figure out a way to punish you for sure. So these are my fucking... my 4 college football picks, and this is why I don't bet college football. It's my worst sport by far, and I'm not ashamed to say that, which is another reason I have Matt on the podcast for the college football games. I trust him, and I need an expert. I'm an expert in most of the other ones. So here we go. Here's my first one. Parlay, 2 teams. Northwestern, +9, versus Iowa State, right? Yeah. And then Liberty -7 versus Rutgers. Okay. I'm a graduate of Rutgers. I fucking watched Rutgers all year this year. I didn't think they would win a game. I didn't think they would score, even though Liberty's not a great team. Well, Rutgers went ahead and played their best game of the season and won straight up. And Northwestern lost 20-0. So, great. But that was a small one. That was literally 0.1 unit to win 0.23. So, that's how confident I was in that. A straight bet was Maryland plus 14.5 versus Minnesota. I had to. Maryland was great this season. Minnesota's look like shit. Maryland got smoked. I think like 58-6 or some shit. And then I got a little tricky. I took a football teaser, 6-pointer. So I got the Iowa State spread down from 11 to -5. And then I got the LSU. I believe, yeah, LSU. I know it was LSU. Where is it? Oh, yeah, LSU down from 11.5 to -5.5 versus Auburn. It was essentially this one I put a little bit of money on because I was starting to get pissed losing the first two. I put, what did I put? I put 75, is that right? Or 85? 70s, 140, 80s, 160. I put 85, sorry. 85 to win 80. Lost that big time. Neither one of them even covered the teaser spread. And then I took Texas money line -1.5. I knew it was a trap game, but I thought they would hit. So I lost a total of enough. And then I started. Then I went and I didn't bet the Bucks. Okay, let me get into the sports thing. So that's about the ad. You're gonna hear it at the end of this. Let's get into some picks. I'm gonna give you a quick recap on my personal betting today and the unfortunately the podcast picks I did not release, but I'll tell you which ones they were as well. And I'll be right back, guys. You know what? I'm not even gonna run the anchor ad here for you. I'm just gonna get right the fuck back into it. You know what? I'm not even gonna take a break. How about that? Let's just roll right into it. So here's how my day went, you guys. I'm fucking absolutely killing the NBA. I'm giving it to game 12 at this point, maybe up to game 15, and then I'm stopping. I'm just simply taking advantage. I'm not stopping live betting ever because that's where I make a profit big time always. But I will stop betting probably a lot. I'll be betting the NBA a lot less until then. The data's not in. I don't even need the data yet, you guys. I'm so confident in my basketball knowledge and my smarts. I was a point guard, like I said, high level D3, high level national competition. Played against LeBron, like I told you. Look it up. I went to St. Peter's Prep in Jersey City, New Jersey. We played against St. Anthony's, who was two blocks away. And if you know anything about St. Anthony's, they're coached by the legendary Bobby Hurley, whose son went off to Duke and then the Sacramento Kings before he had a car accident and ruined his life. His basketball career, anyway. And Bob Hurley Sr. is still there at St. Anthony's coaching. This year, he's got... You could not beat this team. They won, like... they won the state championship number one in the rankings, like, fucking... I think, like, 16 years in a row. Something insane like that. And then they have... After... basically, what happened... New Jersey is pretty big, so... After you win your county, then you win your region, you go on to the states. Now... you know how there's levels. There's like what? Public school 1, public school 2, public school 3, public school 4. And then you got the private schools 1, 2, 3, and 4. 4 being the biggest schools, 1 being the smallest schools. St. Peter's Prep is in the highest category. Even though, listen to this. They have a student body of about 1,500. The teams that we were playing against had anywhere between... fucking 8,000 to 25,000 kids in their high school, okay? So, basically, the publics, all four of those go against each other, and they run tournaments, and the same thing goes for the private schools, and boom, 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 boom. Then, everybody who came in first there, now it's 8 teams, they go against, so, basically, what happens is, the public school, section 1 plays against private school section 2, and all the way up to 4, right? So, and then after that, if you win, that is called, I believe that's called, I might be off on this, there might be one other, section into this, that you make that, and it's called the Tournament of Champions. I believe it's only 4 games, and it's the best from all of them. If a fucking level 1 school can enter the Tournament of Champions, that's amazing. It's teams like private schools are usually like, St. Anthony's, Seton Hall Prep in New Jersey, Christian Brothers Academy, Camden Catholic, where DeJuan Wagner went, etc. The best of the best of the best, you know. Guys I only knew playing from AAU. And then once you're able to win that tournament of championships for one time, you're offered a national schedule. So basically what that means is you're no longer in your county league because you're dominating the county. There's no point in playing these teams. You travel around the country like a college team and you play the best of the best. You play the top 25 or like the top 100 ranked teams in the country. The year I actually started playing sophomore year, junior, and senior year, we made the tournament of champions each year. And the first 2 years we lost to St. Anthony's we had a 22-point lead at halftime 1 year. They came back and destroyed us and beat us by 38. Insane in a high school game with 8-minute quarters. Might have been 10 minute at that point in time. The third year, my senior year, we had had enough. It was insane. We played St. Anthony's again. We were both number 1 and 2 in the country, in the state. And we beat them. We beat them by 18. We played an amazing game. Not to brag, I had 36 points, 8 three-pointers. I think I was 10 for 11 from the field with 100% free throw. I think I had like 7 free throws. I'm not doing the math right, but that's right. That's the truth. So that win right there was the biggest win of my life in my high school career. Besides when we went around the country and played like what's that huge basketball school in California? Can't think of it. Somebody sent me the name of it. We fucking beat them by 18. We went out and played St. Vincent St. Anthony's. And guess who was on that team? Yep, I played against Carmelo Anthony. Yep, sure did. And yeah, he shitted all over us. LeBron, when we played him, put up 63. Melo had the easiest 40-point game he's ever played in his life. They took the starters out in the third quarter. They were up 40, 60-20. And Carmelo Anthony scored every single one of those 60 points. It was incredible. The best high school player I've ever seen. What I'm trying to get to is, even though it was that good and started on that team, I still only got 2 mid-level D1 offers. So I decided to go to D3. Why am I telling you this? I don't fucking know. I had a point to this story, but it doesn't fucking matter. What I was trying to get to was high school basketball. My point being was, essentially, I played point guard for the most part, and just because of my size, and I understand basketball, and I see what's going on, even in the NBA. Just wait until college basketball starts, you guys. You're going to see really what's up with me. So let me give you a couple of the bets real quick, and then I'll get into the NFL games for today. For Sunday, anyway. Yeah, it's 3:23 in the morning I'm recording this, so 10:26, that's today. Let's see where these bets start at. And here it is. So that's where it started. Football. Okay, here we go. So I did not bet the Bucks pregame because I did not have the confidence in them. I thought Miami could kind of at least cover, but I didn't think they were gonna make it this hard. But anyway, and this is what I meant to talk about too. And it's not gonna take me off too much sidetrack. I'm going to do a betting advice episode about how to properly live bet for profit and do well. It's going to be at least a 2-hour podcast, so I need some time to record that. I'm going to go into some serious fucking detail. So the first live bet I met, because I had to bet the Bucks game. I had to bet something on them. I shouldn't have, but I did. I like live betting, and I thought I had a read on this. So I couldn't tell you the score when I made these bets, but the game started at 5:10, the Miami Heat Milwaukee Bucks. At 6:18, I took the Milwaukee Bucks to win the third quarter three-way. If it drew, it was a push, and the odds were minus 150. I did not see the Bucks losing that third quarter, and no way did I see that coming. It was a small bet. You know, I'm just betting small on these. I have a new account where he gave me a $300 credit, and I like making myself goals, hard goals, so I'm trying to get this up to 1,000 within 10 days, the most, hopefully within 6. I'm up about 220 on them right now in a day and a half. So I know what I'm doing, you guys. So anyway, let me just check at that. What was I going to check? I was going to check the Milwaukee game and the third quarter. Yeah, Miami won 29-23. I couldn't believe that. Second bet, live bet I made on that game was Milwaukee Bucks, Miami Heat, live total over 228 at plus 114. Now, at this time, this book is awesome. They offer, like, literally all the way up to, like, over under 280 at insane odds. They had 242, 248, and 252 hanging at, like, 252 was plus 2,200 and so on, a little bit less for each, right? I so nearly grabbed those, you guys, and it went up way high over the... Oh, man, I would have been caking right now. But anyway, I took the over 228 at plus 114. I hit that. And then here comes where I fucked up a little bit. I did not see Milwaukee losing this game. So, first live bet I made on the Bucks was Bucks minus 5.5, minus 120. It was 36 times 2... It was 64 to win 40. No, 64 to win $45. Lost that one. Then I took Bucks minus 4.5 at the same time at plus 184. No, actually, 10 minutes later at plus 184 for $50 to win 100. Didn't work. Lost that one. Then I took the Bucks minus 1.5 minus 180 for a small bet. That was plus 100. Actually, it was minus 108. Why did it? It doesn't matter. And then another one, this was a little bit bigger. This was, it doesn't matter. It was 46 to win 40. Bucks minus 2.5, minus 119. And I lost that. So now what happens is now I'm down about $120, right? Just from that game alone. I see them hanging a live line of Bucks plus 5.5, minus 115. I could not see this not happening, so I made the amount that I would win on that bet the same exact amount that I risked on those other four live bets, and thank goodness the Bucks lost by 5, saving by a half a point, and I hit that one, so I broke even. A lot of talk for nothing. Then, pregame, I took a two-team parlay, Boston Celtics minus 6, and the Sixers minus 7. The other parlay I took was a three-team parlay, same teams, Sixers minus 3, Celtics minus 5, bought the half a point to 5, minus 120, and the Raptors minus 3.5, I bought the half point to minus 3, minus 120. Those odds were plus 544. I thought I put $50 on that. I did not. I put $10. I thought at least I put 20 to win 108, but whatever. It was a nice win anyway. I put $10 and $154 on the two-team parlay. By the way, on this side, I had a $300 credit. So I'm just trying to build this up. I'm trying to play smart. I cleaned up tonight. I won over fucking 12 point, almost 17 units total. 12.2 just on the NBA alone. And that's 1,200. That's $1,200. So yeah, I did great. But anyway, I'm not bragging. I'm sorry. I don't mean to brag. I don't need to bring up numbers. And then... So those two parlays both hit, Boston Celtics 76ers and Boston Celtics 76ers and the Toronto Raptors. So glad I left the Bucks off of that. So that was plus 555, the three team, and the two team was plus 266. Okay, so those two wins got me pretty much right back in the game. Then the Celtics I took straight, minus 5, minus 120. That was a big bet, 60 to win 50. I hit that easily. I also, for some reason, took the Celtics to win by 7-9 plus 700 for $3 to win $21. Hit the Toronto Raptors minus 3 versus the Chicago Bulls minus 110. 44 to win 40. I'll take that. Then the parlay. Then, for some reason, I decided to take this stupid live bet under 210.5 for the Knicks game minus 116. Ended up being 213 was the total, so I was close. I should have waited a little bit more. I love live betting. The other pregame bet I made was the Wizards plus 11.5 at San Antonio. That one was for $34 to win $30. And then I took another live bet. Boston Celtics. Oh, man. I couldn't pass this up. I was able to get the Celtics money line at minus 124. That was easy. $44.40. And then my only straight bet pregame that I lost was the Kings plus 9. And that was terrible looking back now. Hindsight's 2020. It was not a great game played by the Kings. And then two more. Boston Celtics third quarter total. It got up to 66.5. It got back down to 64.5. I said, I'm going to pass on that. If it hits 66.5 again, I'm taking it. It hit 66.5 at minus 125. I think they scored like 61 total. So that was an easy one. That was 24-20. And then the only one I lost, I took a last minute shot at this to kind of make up for some of the stupid losses I did, was Utah Jazz versus Sacramento Kings. Utah Jazz would win the fourth quarter plus 300. Just $5 to win 15. No, sorry, $10 to win 30. Lost that. I should have known better. But I also thought they were closing out. They only lost by 3. So that was that today. So fucking A, right? And then just to give you what happened yesterday too. A live bet I took was Memphis Grizzlies, Chicago Bulls under 217.5. Minus 120. I also took it at minus under 218.5, and as well as minus 216.5. So I hit three fucking at 24 to win 20 each. No big deal. I was just starting this book. I wanted to get the hang of it. And right before tip off, I missed the Knicks. Right when it was there, I took the Knicks plus 11.5. Never hit confirm. All good. Next one was Phoenix Suns second half point spread, Denver Nuggets minus 10.5. Lost that barely. And then this was one of my favorites. So hockey, Vancouver Canucks at the Washington Capitals match, including overtime, winner two-way. Washington Capitals at this point, it was still the end of the first period. Towards the end, there's like 2 minutes left. Capitals were at plus 176. If I just would have waited a little bit longer, nah, but they were down 5-1 at one point. They came back all the way back and won in the shootout 6-5, so I hit that, which was $12 to win 20. I know this is small-time wagering, but it adds up. I took the over 6.5 Astros the day before last. That lost at plus 110. They had runners on the corner with one out, so I figured, let's get a 3-run home run here and let me win. I also took, it was a push. I don't want to talk about that. Then to yesterday as well, Kings versus Blazers. First half point spread, Portland Blazers plus 1.5 minus 112. You know I hit that. Also took second quarter winner three-way, Trailblazers minus 135. Won that 26 to win 20. This one I lost, but it was just a long shot. It was because I also took the next one. You'll see what I mean. I took Portland to win the first half because they were down big and they wound up tying. Oh, I should have took the draw option. It was plus 861. I literally bet $2 to win $25. It was so close. 1 point I missed by. Let's talk about the Nuggets. I took the Nuggets minus 7.5 2 hours after the game started. So that was late. I lost that. And then I took the Lakers versus Utah. Second quarter winner three-way. Lakers plus 101. That was literally, I didn't like it at all, but I had to do it. $4 to win $5, lost it. Lost $4. Oh, no. This one I lost as well. Lakers versus Utah. This was such a stupid one. First half total over 93.5 minus 125. Lost it. And then I picked up a little steam here. Took the Lakers race to 10 minus 122 in the second quarter. I think they won like 10-2. That's nice. And then here we go with Portland. I took Portland minus 8.5. I don't know what quarter it was in, but the game started at 10-10, 11-22. It's probably the end of the second-ish. Minus 8.5, maybe third. Minus 8.5 was plus 150. I grabbed that twice for $12. No, $24 to win 40. I also grabbed the Trailblazers minus 4.5. Point spread game, minus 4.5, minus 128. Hit that. Also took minus 11.5, took one more shot, plus 101, lost that one, but I lost $6 on that, no big deal. Just take little shots there when I'm not confident. And then I took, this might be boring radio, so I'm going to be done quickly. I also took the Lakers three-way second half to win the second half, minus 110, hit that pretty big, 22 to win 20. And then to protect myself against the draw, if it was a tie, since the draw was plus 990, I figured I put $5 on there to win 54 or whatever it was. Lost that, no big deal. And then I have two more yesterday bets, so relax, it's all good. They're two more wins, so I have to tell you. I took third quarter winner three-way, Lakers minus 109. They won. And then the last one I took was Sacramento Kings versus Portland Trailblazers, fourth quarter point spread, Trailblazers plus 4.5. Minus 110, hit that for 44-40. So that's it. Did well in the NBA so far. I'm killing the NBA so far. Oh my God, I'm at 40 minutes already. Jesus Christ. I'm going to have to go. You know what? I'm going to keep recording a little bit longer. I'm going to run the ad for the pick selling service, and I'll record more. I'll just record a standalone NFL episode, and I'll basically call this a ad info slash recap and on the NBA and live betting. And then tomorrow, probably Monday, I'm going to release a betting advice one again, because that seems like you guys really like those. I'm going to give you betting advice on how to live bet properly and how to properly hedge using live betting. So that's it for now. What else did I want to talk about? Oh, I have Matt at Jersey Way Betting. Hopefully, because he got drunk tonight, I know, with his football team, because they won today. So that's all good. If he's up in time to record in the morning, I'll be shocked. But if he's not, that's cool too. I also gave him the option to go ahead and record it alone and send me the file. And I'll upload it for him. He'll probably won't do that because he's a lazy fuck. And that's pretty much it, you guys. Nothing really too surprising in NBA besides how bad the Kings got blown out. The Clippers lost to Phoenix. A little bit shocking. Not very shocking. Houston only beat the Pelicans by 3. And the East Coast still doing that thing, even on back-to-back nights where they had to travel. They just started slow. Toronto, 108-84. The fucking spread was minus 2.5, so they covered the spread by 1,000. Cleveland at Indiana at Cleveland. Cleveland's plus 4.5. I don't like this Indiana team at all. I grabbed Cleveland at plus 5, actually. Boston, of course, won 118-95. After the Knicks. The Knicks look good, man. Am I crazy, or do the Knicks look good? Okay, let me say, not say good. The Knicks look fucking way better than anybody expected. Is that fair? Is that fair to say? I think it is. RJ Barrett, Rookie of the Year, hands down, already. He's going to be the Rookie of the Year. 26 points, 9 for 20, 4 for 6 from 3. 7 rebounds, 3 assists. The 5 turnovers could be improved, but that's not too bad. 26, 7 and 3, 4 for 6 from deep, 9 for 20 from the field. 36 minutes played as a rookie. You guys, this kid's going to be a star. I said it when the Knicks took him. I said, please take Robert. They took him. And I tweeted out a while back that Zion is my last favorite pick for Rookie of the Year, but Cam Reddish is. I believe Cam Reddish was on the Knicks, right? I think that's why I got confused. I met RJ Barrett and I corrected it. Julius Randle is a great player. He's young. He's been playing well. And yeah, I don't have much more to say about the Knicks, but they've been looking good. Kemba Walker came through tonight, 32 points, 11 from 17, 7 from 12 from deep. And that's enough of a fucking recap there. Atlanta beat Orlando. That was not shocking to me at all. A lot of people very high in Orlando. They're a great team, but I don't know, man. This Atlanta team is showing me some. Philadelphia, they had me worried in the beginning. They started slow, and they were able to open it up in the fourth quarter and cover the... I had them at 5 in a fucking... that parlay, so I really needed to win by 6, and they won by 6. And of course, Miami over Milwaukee. I have a lot to say about that, but I'm gonna leave it alone. As far as the college football picks went, that's what I wanted him to do. You know what? That's what I'm gonna tell Matt to do. Fuck it. You know what? I'm not gonna tell him to do that. If you guys want to, you know what? Listen to fucking yesterday's podcast with him. How about that? And listen to his picks, and you'll see how great he did. And here's the deal I made with him. Okay. Here's the deal I made with him. I don't give a fuck If I have one pick that I really want to release on the podcast that I'm confident in, which I don't see happening because I fucking suck at college football, he will not release that pick. Not only that, if anybody from this podcast paid him for that weekend's package, he'll give you the option. He'll send you the full money back and act like it never happened. Or he will make an agreement with you. Is it okay that he released that pick with you or not? And if it is okay with you, we'll work something out. He'll either give you an extra pick or he'll take like 10% off the final total money. Okay, this was not what I planned on doing on this podcast, but it's what happens. I get off track and I'm excited about this NBA season, you guys. We got Golden State at OKC tomorrow, Brooklyn at Memphis tomorrow, Portland at Dallas tomorrow. Ooh, Portland at Dallas, that's going to be a good one. Dallas is the favorite right now by 1.5. Minnesota's look great too, but the Heat fucking looked great last night. I don't know. I don't know if Minnesota should be -6.5 favorites yet, but... And then we got the Lakers -13.5 with Charlotte visiting LA. I'm skipping that. Golden State at OKC. That should be a shit show. Psych. Golden State's going to beat them by at least 15. It's currently a pick'em. Brooklyn at Memphis. Take the under now. Well, actually 60% of the public's on the under. I don't like that. But at 224... I don't see these two teams scoring that. I got to take the under there. I'm probably going to skip the under, but that's my recommendation. And they're pouring at Dallas. So that's pretty much it. I'm definitely taking the Memphis-Brooklyn under. I don't give a fuck. What else do I have to say to you guys? Houston is going to win this World Series. They close it up tonight. Washington is just they're shit in the bed now. And I'm shocked if they win another game. And that's pretty much it. So for the first time, I'm going to go ahead and run the ad for the pick selling service, guys. You already know how. Oh, that's what I was trying to say. And just real quick, I sold my pick selling service to this company. And then I started working for another company who had a great reputation through my uncles that they told me about, right? So I started working for them. I was making a ton of fucking money. And what I did was I was mad. I couldn't really. It wasn't fair to the paid people to release those picks on the podcast, even though they're my picks that I made, that I capped and everything. I just didn't feel comfortable. Really, it wasn't fair. Conflict of interest. So I quit that shit when I started getting serious with the podcast so I can release everything for free. Besides the $25 Locky Lot picks of the day or the $100 donation or more, you can go. And I'm really looking for my first $500 donator, guys. I really am. If any of you out there are $1,000 bettors and I've won you $10,000 or so, throw me a G, my friends. Throw me a G. It goes a long way. What I'm going to do right now is just play the first ad for the pick selling package. And I think that's it. I think this is a pretty shitty episode. I didn't get to the NFL picks, so I'll be releasing a standalone NFL picks early tomorrow. Love you guys. Thanks for listening. As always, here's the ad. And that's it for the show. All right, friends, here's the new ad. I came across this pick selling service, and I hate pick selling services. I've ran one, I've worked for one, I quit one in order to do this podcast the best way I can do. However, I've come to a contractual agreement with these guys. They're paying me a shit ton of advertisement money in order to advertise on this podcast. They think it'll be great for them, and I think it will too. I just don't like pick selling services. However, currently, they are only selling college football picks. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday goes by weekends. Well, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, essentially. Sometimes Wednesday. Whatever. You pay by Thursday. You pay by... Whatever. I don't know. You pay by... Pay by the fucking weekend if you want to join, okay? I can't explain any better than that. It's a minimum of 11 picks, okay? It is $150. However, if you are a Locky Lock listener and you use the code Locky Lock, you will receive $50 off of your first subscription. And if for I've been following these guys the past 7 weeks, they have not lost not 1 week yet, and they were like I think 4 weeks where they're 9-2 or 8-3, and just 1 week where they were 6-5, and they were fair, and they returned half of everybody's money, even though they profited and won. Well, they might not have profited with the vig. I think they did, but either way, they felt bad. That might not happen again, though. So anyway, the price is $100. You get 1 weekend. If for some reason it is not a winning, and I'm more than willing to send you the last 10 picks. And some of them were released by Jersey Way Betting on the podcast on October 23rd. If you want to go listen to those as proof. Went 5-1 on the podcast picks. Those were 6 of the paid client plays. And then I think he won 4 more. I think he literally went 10-1. Maybe 9-2. I'm not sure, but he did fucking amazing. It's not his picks, okay? These are highly researched picks that I even look over, okay? And if the numbers don't look right to me, I'll tell them, whatever. I have a close relationship with the owner of this company. Jersey Way Betting, Matt, is simply your contact and your client rep. If you feel uncomfortable dealing with him, and if for any reason this sounds sketchy to you because I have a relationship with this kid, I will more than happily, or he will more than happily, get you in contact with somebody above him, a manager or something, until you feel comfortable enough to dealing with us, okay? I'm doing it for him because he's a friend. I would never think of promoting a pick selling service ever. I'm trying to keep this under 3 minutes. So basically, if you're interested, DM me. I'll tell you the people to get into contact with. It's $100. They did great this weekend. You have plenty of time to think it over. I'm going to run this ad for the next couple episodes, probably towards the end of the podcast. I'll run it in the beginning early just to do them a favor and follow the contract. They said I could run it anywhere, but I want to be fair to them and give them the best chance, okay? I trust these guys. You can trust me. I vouch for them. I would never put anything on my podcast if I did not believe in it wholeheartedly. That Stokecast podcast advertisement I ran for 22 days or whatever it was, I listened to that podcast for a week and a half, and then seriously another week and a half after that to make sure it was okay for me. I liked it, so I thought you guys might like it too, and they paid pretty well. You'll never hear me advertise something on here that I don't use myself. I don't use their service myself, admittedly, but I get the picks for free because I'm special. Anyway, I trust these guys. If you are interested in buying college football picks for the rest of the season, they also have a rest of the season price as well, okay? And you get some extra special features with that. Reach out to me, and I'll put you in the right direction.